You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Trending report time. The Avs won again.
Good.
They beat Vancouver last night. Now they're going to cross the border. Hope they got their passports. They will square off against the Seattle Kraken tomorrow. What a great name. The Denver Nuggets are at home tonight. They're at Ball Arena. And they're going to be playing the Philadelphia 76ers.
All right.
With Rocky, the greatest mascot in all of sports.
Should be a great game.
Running around Ball Arena tonight. Movie news, the new Ghostbusters movie that we were talking about in Boys Against the Girls. Well, we already talked about that. It's got bad reviews.
Bad reviews, don't bother. It'll be on Netflix in like a month.
Horrible, horrible news from the world of music relationships and, I guess, celebrity romance. Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello have called it quits.
No, no.
Now, didn't he? Because his song goes, "I can't write one song that's not about you."
Mm-hmm.
And it's about her.
Now he can.
So he once claimed that every single song he's ever written is about Camila Cabello.
Whatever.
Anyway, they broke up. And of course, the way you break up these days is you have your publicists enter a joint statement on both of their Instagram stories.
That's and what it, you do, man.
And it starts with this. Hey, guys. It's funny.
LOL.
Hey, guys, we've decided to end our romantic relationship, but our love for one another as humans is stronger than ever. We started our relationship as best friends and will continue to be best friends.
Oh, that's good.
We so appreciate your support from the beginning and moving forward.
I've never supported them at all.
Yes, you have, actually, because we play their
music.
We
do play their music.
We make a lot of money for them.
Yeah.
Have they ever told you thank you? They've never told me thank
you. Not once.
They've never said, hey, Dom, thanks for playing the songs. Not once.
Well, they'd be thanking Steve because Steve puts them in.
Yeah, but I've got the power here to drop them.
Don't do that, Dom. Why would you do such a thing to our songs, to our music?
Plug in something else.
You would never do that.
Speaking of songs, there is a new bill that's been introduced into New York's state legislature.
I'm just a bill.
If you tempt me, I will play that.
Drop Dua Lipa coming up next and just play I'm Just a Bill on repeat for 3 minutes.
Just a bill.
On Capitol Hill. Do we still have that in there?
It's got to be in the system somewhere.
There it is. Left row, third down. Here we go.
You want it now?
Do it. I want it now.
I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. And I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill.
Yeah.
Well, it's a long, long journey to the Capitol City. It's a long, long wait while I'm sitting in committee. But I know I'll be a law someday. At least I hope and pray that I will. But today I am still just a bill.
Quality. It's good
schoolhouse,
stuff, man.
Schoolhouse rock, my friends.
It's good stuff.
That's almost as good as Conjunction Junction.
What's your function?
Anyway, back to the story. There is a bill in the New York legislature. It's called the Rap Music on Trial Bill. And what that would essentially do is it would essentially limit or eliminate a prosecutor's ability to use rap lyrics against that rapper if he or she winds up in court.
Yeah.
So in other words, if a rapper is accused of murder, the prosecutor can't pull up one of their songs that says, I'm going to kill.
You have a history of talking about this.
They can't do it. So now the rappers are free to...
Why are they just picking on the rappers? Like, could this be for like an author or somebody who makes a movie or...
That's a good question.
Anything,
fair
really.
Question.
It could be for anything.
Fair question. But I mean, I don't hear Taylor Swift singing about, you know.
No, you don't.
Killing a bee. I mean, you don't.
You don't.
You
really don't.
Don't.
Uh-uh. Yeah.
But, you know, with rappers, you do.
It's a little more harsh, yeah.
Anyway, one of the senators who's sponsoring this says, art is creative expression, not a blueprint of criminal plans.
All right.
It's time to end the egregious bias.
I see.
I said, and protect the First Amendment rights of all art, of all artists. So
there
that could be writers.
There's everything. And, all right.
I have nothing else. What do you got?
Speaking of the arts, Denver Center for the Performing Arts is ready to lift the curtain once again. See what I did there?
That's good.
Tomorrow.
Take a bow.
There's another one. Tomorrow, after 2 years of hiatus, they're firing that production facility back up. The first show on the roster is Hip Hop Nutcracker. That sounds like a DJ name, doesn't it? DJ Hip Hop Nutcracker.
So apparently it is the same Tchaikovsky music and everything else, but it's just modernized.
They put a little fat beat behind it.
And they say it's fun for the whole family.
I love Tchaikovsky music, I'm not going to lie.
Roll over, Beethoven. Tell Tchaikovsky the news.
What's that from?
It's a song. Although, wasn't it Jerry Seinfeld who once said, there's no such thing as fun for the whole family?
Yeah, it doesn't exist. Somebody's going to be miserable. But the good news is the DCPA is opening back up, Dom.
That's the big takeaway.
We're
thrilled about that.
It's a big venue for the city.
Mm.
All the safety measures are in place, and you got to show proof of vaccine, you got to wear masks, and they have a new filtration system, it sounds like.
I do miss going to live theater, so I am glad it's coming back.
Me too, honestly.
Fun.
I love that kind of stuff. Pete Davidson in the news again today because he turned 28 on Tuesday, and he celebrated with his friend, Kim Kardashian, Kris Jenner, and Flava Flav.
Who?
Flava Flav!
Flava Flav! Yeah, boy!
Ton of pictures online, and Mr. Flav even put his iconic clock that he wears around his neck over Pete Davidson. So that didn't happen to a lot of people.
I didn't think he ever let anyone touch his clock.
His quote says, I never took a clock off my neck to give to someone, and you will be the last person I do this for. It looks real good on you. Now play Flava Flav.
Flava Flav! Yeah, boy!
That's like the best drop we have. It's one of my favorites.
It's pretty good.
Anyone remember Elvis?
Are you sure it's as good as?
Cause of my heart, 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 my lovely lady lumps.
Check it out. That's a good one too. Does anyone remember Elvis? Anyone? An actual.
I'm just a bell.
There's an actual crown from Elvis's mouth that came off his tooth. It's hitting the auction block. I guess it's been in a private collection for years. It's been passed down, and somebody's holding on to it. Well, it's going to go up for bidding, and it's going to start at $2,500, which seems pretty affordable for something coming out of an iconic person's mouth.
Did it pop out when he hit the bathroom floor? I mean, what?
Too soon.
What happened there?
Too soon.
Why did he die and somebody got in there with a pair of pliers and yanked it out?
I would have to dig a little deeper on the story as far as how they got the crown.
That's horrible.
I hope they didn't pop it off while he was sitting on
the toilet.
Wonder
if it would be a haunted crown after that.
God. I feel so bad for Elvis. Like, I had to double check this morning to see if he actually did pass on the toilet, and he did, man. It's a sad story for such a legend, you know?
What a way to go, huh?
Who was it that choked on a sandwich? Did somebody choke
on
a
sandwich? Well, that's a myth. It was supposedly Mama Cass, but no,
this is way old stuff. Every year, a company called NordPass.
No, wait a minute. You weren't going to let me play this?
Who are you, Queasy 101? Every year, a company called NordPass goes through all the lists of hacked passwords that get leaked onto the interwebs, and they figure out the most common, most hackable passwords that people use every year. The two most common, 123456, and password. 1111 is on there.
QWERTY.
QWERTY's on there. Password 1. Princess, which is the one Dom uses a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Football, soccer. Football is life.
That would actually be a good password.
football is life.
But spell it F-U-T-B-O-L.
Football. Yes. There's a list of the top 200 worst passwords in the U.S. I posted this on our Facebook if you want to go through some of these and see if you are guilty of them.
Mm-hmm.
Muffin is on the list. Cookie. Superman made the list. Hmm. I've never used any of those, but...
I sent it out in the Mindbender Club mailer today, too. The one that I like is that they say people believe they're being super clever by doing password but replacing the O with a zero.
Yes, I saw that,
and they think
too.
The hackers will never think
They'll
of that.
Never get it.
And it's in the list of 200 most
it
hacked
totally
ones.
It totally is. So anyway, check it out and change your passwords today. Let's do a little clickbait action.
Oh, wait, I wasn't ready for clickbait.
Oh, or you can play Flava Flav again, whatever you want.
Screen. Oh, here we go.
Clickbait.
Find it on our Facebook page. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB. It's this video that's gone viral today. It's a pastor and his wife. They came across a 10-point buck, a deer, that had busted through a window inside their church, and this deer was running around like crazy in there. The funny part of the story, well, not for the deer, it was opening day of deer hunting season in the state, so that deer was looking to be saved, my friend.
Saved in the church!
Saved. See what I'm saying? It's kind of a crazy video. Check it out. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
Bam.